Well, the bye week is over, and so is half the season. It's crazy. What's up? My name is Romeo. Today, we are coming to you from the Patriots bubble with a big show. I'm talking Totally Patriots. It starts right now.
The Pats get ready for the second half of the season. First up, the Buffalo Bills. Ryan Wendell tells us that even offensive linemen get bullied by their older sisters.
I got dressed up in my sister's, you know, Jasmine costume from Aladdin.
And Sterling Moore is one smooth guy on the field, but how smooth is he with the ladies?
Drop this zero, get with this hero.
Check it out. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Ryan Wendell is an offensive lineman here with the Patriots. I know he uses this guy to practice when he's practicing here in the bubble. I'm finding all sorts of cool equipment in here today. What a handsome guy. So Ryan, he's been with the team for 4 years, made a huge impact on the Patriots. He's with Shauna right now. It's time for Pat's chat. Let's see what kind of an impact he can have on her.
Hey, Romeo, I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place, and joining me today are a group of students from Leominster High School. They're here to help me welcome in Patriot Center Ryan Wendell. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So in 2008, you were an undrafted free agent here. You worked hard here, and now you're starting center. Do you have any advice for these guys, a lot of whom are football players themselves?
Yeah, I see you guys all out here in New Jersey, most of you. But I think the biggest thing is, like, your priorities, you know? Whatever is the most important thing in your life, like, you're going to get that. If the most important thing is, you know, football and school and those things, you're going to do well at it, and you're going to get those done. If you put other priorities ahead, you know, doing the wrong things, hanging out with people that put you in the wrong places, then you're going to get really good at doing those things. So I just tried to focus on football and try to keep everything else as secondary.
Is there a center that you idolize?
I'll tell you, my favorite player when I was growing up was Bruce Matthews, you know, Hall of Famer, and he played he played tackle, guard, and center. And I think he even played on both sides of the line at some time in his career. I mean, he was in the league for, I think, 17 years, 20 years, something like that. I mean, the guy was amazing. He's the guy who made me want to be an offensive lineman. And to be as versatile as he was, it's pretty amazing. So he was the guy I looked up to when I was a kid growing up.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two older sisters.
Do they ever bully you growing up?
Yeah, when I was younger, they used to pick on me. But as I got bigger, I could take both of them at the same time. So eventually I got to be on top.
Did they ever do anything like put makeup on you or dress you up?
Makeup, dress up. I think at one time I got dressed up in my sister's, you know, Jasmine costume from Aladdin. So there are some embarrassing photos of me as a youth.
I hope those don't wind up on the internet.
What do you do when you're not practicing or here?
Oh, that's not very much free time. But I love going to the movies. We've got the movie theater right here. I go as much as I can. I just went and saw Argo last night. So I try to go to the movies as much as I can. And during the off season, I like to go hunting.
All right, we'll be back with Ryan with some more health and fitness questions. That's next.
Well, a lot of you guys have big dreams and aspirations of playing here on the field with the Patriots. Personally, I'm fine just standing in front of the camera. Not exactly what you call the athletic type. Let's take you beyond the bench, introduce you to some reporters who have unparalleled access like you would not even believe. They're the team reporters. Get familiar with them right now.
And now, the Patriots Today reporters, Brian Lowe and Jackie Britton.
Well, Patriots Today is the internet programming on Patriots.com, the internet video programming on Patriots.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton.
We were back inside the Patriots locker room on Wednesday morning. We heard from the two Robs, Gronkowski and Nick.
And not just on Sundays. Every single day we've got something, whether it's from the locker room or just cool stories about that week's matchup.
All that prep work for Denver's offense from last year, it's pretty much useless now with the Pats. The goal being that Patriots fans worldwide are able to watch and get a feel for what the team is all about.
Every
I'd say on average we cut about 4 to 6 different pieces a day during the season.
Hopefully we're going to get Will Fork. I think he'll probably talk today. Yeah. Get him. I know you need him for your piece.
Right.
You know, every piece is different, but it's really about gathering the content. That's the primary element of it.
Do you know where in this press conference it was that Brady talks about Nate Ebner?
And it really is more than just football. There's community events, there's league meetings and ownership events.
We're kind of the link from the players to their fans. Once you kind of decide what your story is going to be about, you write it up and you have to write it in a way where it's creative. And then you have to voice it over, which is always the hard part for me. Dan Connolly says that he's happy with their performance as a whole. Nailed it! Boom!
In a lot of ways, you know, we also rely on our editors.
Not a bad angle. Pretty good.
It's a whole other level when you say something and then you put music or certain shots to it that really make a piece remarkable. He's literally a textbook. You can just open up, you know, ask him any date, any game, and he has all the information, all the stats. Okay, September 9th. 2003.
September 9th, 2003. I'm pretty certain the first game that year was September 7th, 2003. And that was at Buffalo, the game they got absolutely trounced, and they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yep. See? That's what I mean.
As she was sort of making fun of me about it, I'm a little more into the nuts and bolts, and I think Jackie has more of a an artistic style that I think is a good balance between the two of us.
Really?
No, none of that. I remember when I got the phone call about the job from my boss, I was talking to my dad about it, and he said to me, he's like, Jackie, this is America's team, you know, to be able to work for them would be such a great thing.
It's really been an incredible experience to be at the forefront, in front of the camera, behind the camera, and see how this organization operates.
That's a wrap.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Ryan Wendell tells us his favorite exercise.
I like downs. I like lay down, sit down, chow down.
And who says football players can't pamper themselves? Sterling Moore sure does.
Now get pedicures.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. I'm Romeo. How long have I been on this now? Like 30 2 minutes. Oh, God. Feels like an eternity. Offensive linemen, they're some of the biggest guys on the team. I mean, they got to be to protect the quarterback, right? You wouldn't want somebody like our own little Shauna protecting your blind side. No offense, Shauna. I love you. Let's check in with Ryan Wendell, find out how he stays totally fit and strong. How much longer do I have to do this thing? I'm, like, really tired.
Hey, guys. I'm back with Ryan Wendell. And, Ryan, can you tell us what steps do you take when working out to try to prevent injury?
As far as working out, I mean, the biggest thing is staying hydrated. So drinking as much as I can. And then making sure that before and after workouts that I warm up and cool down properly.
Being a setter, is there any, like, specific workout you do?
As far as a workout, nothing specific to the other guys on the offensive line. We all work out the same, you know. Just being a center, it's more of a, you know, a mental thing, you know, getting the calls right for the guys next to you.
What's your favorite workout?
It's always fun to bench press. You always feel strong when you're doing that, you know. But I always like the Olympic lifts, so like doing the clean, doing the jerk, that kind of stuff. I like that, full body lifts.
And how much can you bench press?
I think around 450 is what I stuck with earlier.
Most big guys don't really like doing push-ups. Do you like doing push-ups?
No. I mean, I don't like doing too many ups. I like downs. I like lay down, sit down, chow down, that kind of stuff. I don't do too many ups.
Do you do a lot of squats in the weight room and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we do during the season, we do a lower body workout. I'm doing some sort of squat every week, you know. Legs are more important than the upper body, so we try to squat as much as we can.
Lie down, lay down, chow down. I like the way he rolls. Personally, I like like to do the takedown sometimes. Take a little bit of my anger and aggression out. I don't know if you've ever seen this guy, but it's a lot heavier than it looks, my God. All right, time for some science with Professor Fritz. Let's see what he's up to, breaking down for us in how they do that. I think I broke my shoulder.
You know, many people think that football is a more fitting sport for larger athletes because of the benefits that come from being bigger in a full contact sport. But throughout the history of the NFL, there have been plenty of players who are relatively small and extremely successful. Do smaller players have some sort of hidden advantage in the rough sport of football? Ooh. Let's take a look at some smaller Patriot players and what makes them so great. In this corner, standing 5'9" and weighing 195 pounds, Danny Woodhead. In this corner, standing 5'10" and weighing in at 198 pounds, wide receiver Julian Edelman. And in this corner, standing 5'9" and weighing 185 pounds, wide receiver Wes Welker. Ding, 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 ding. Let the games begin. Despite being on the smaller scale, these guys are some of the more crucial role players for the Patriots. You may notice that it can be difficult to bring these players down to the ground. Strength, agility, and speed are key elements. These guys are all fast players and ran the 40-yard dash their rookie year in under 4.65 seconds. Woodhead even ran his at 4.33. That's fast. Another main factor is their low center of gravity. The center of gravity is the point on any object where the weight of the object is concentrated. This center of mass serves as a pivot point, kind of like a seesaw. It is much easier to operate a seesaw the further away from the center of gravity than it is if you tried at the pivot point. The force you put on these objects is called torque. Torque is a force that rotates an object on its axis or center of mass. It's like they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Hey, who are these day people anyway? And why do we listen to what they have to say? What do they do all day? But I guess they're right in this case. On a person standing up straight, the center of gravity is located in the center of their torso, just below the belly button. The bigger you are, the larger the area for defensive players to put torque on a person and get them down. A player that is able to adjust to their center of gravity is going to have a better chance to remain on their feet and fetch some extra yards. Smaller players inherently have less area for defensive players to put torque on them. It can be difficult, even impossible, for larger players to get low enough to disrupt their center of gravity and bring them to the ground. So in this situation, the smaller player has an advantage. Big, little, tall, thin, it doesn't matter. Every body type has its advantage, and in this case, smaller is better. I mean, how many times have I seen one of these little guys eke out 5 extra yards when they had 1 yard gain? I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how the small guys do that.
Next on Totally Patriots, Romeo is up to the usual, no good. Let's hope no one gets injured in the process. And have you ever wondered what's sticking through Sterling Moore's ears? He tells us all about his style.
I just wanted to be different and have a different style than everybody else.
Stick with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants, the new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Earlier in the season, we got to know Sterling Moore a little bit. We know he's got unique style, he's from California, and the guy can do a backflip. That still goes down as one of the best moments in Totally Patriots history. Let's see if he can flip again in Tilted, or will he flop?
Drop this zero, get with this hero. The pickup line didn't work. Yes, I signed the fan's body part. Arm. I think forehead. I get pedicures, if that's if you want to say that. So, yeah. Well, during camp,
about every week, but usually do it every 2 weeks during the season. I have gauges in my ear, and I originally got them because I've had my ears pierced for a long time, and you don't see a lot of people with, you know, gauges in their ears, so I just wanted to be different and have a different style than everybody else. I dress very West Coast, Miami-ish combination. I call them jorts, so I cut jeans into shorts and wear those. Different colored tube socks. My hat, I never have a regular bill on my hat, so very different. Yeah, I don't do spiders at all. Bugs, insects. I act like a little girl when it comes to dealing with spiders.
This weekend, the Pats are playing Buffalo again, and last time the Pats played the Bills, things got a little messy with Romeo and the fans. You had a little Buffalo sauce on your face there. This week, things are spiking out of control. Don't hurt yourself, Romeo.
You know who the real Buffalo Bill is, ladies?
Oh, God. Ted, somebody or other.
No.
Buffalo Bill Cody?
William Frederick Cody. We call him Wild Bill. You got it. In 1867, he earned the nickname by killing almost 4,500 buffalo in 18 months.
Ew. Okay.
Niagara Falls is the name for the three waterfalls that straddle the border between Canada and the U.S. Can you name any of the three falls?
All I know is the Maid of the Mist goes underneath it.
Gigantic falls, smaller falls, I don't know.
One, two, and three?
Lake Titicaca Falls? I'm stumped on this one, I don't know.
What was your nickname?
Stump the Schwab.
So we already did it? The Horseshoe Falls, the American Falls, and the Bridal Veil Falls.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
If you had to guess about how many gallons of water flow out of the falls every second.
Like 200,000?
I would say 1 million gallons.
600,000 a second. That's equal to 300,000 toilet flushes all at one time.
I was thinking, you know, how many gallons per flush and trying to do the math in my head, so.
So Rob Gronkowski is from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Let me see your best Gronk spike. Ready?
That was the whole thing.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Welcome back. All show long, Ryan Wendell's been tearing it up in Pats chat. My man has not even broken a sweat. Time for him to flip the script a little bit, put some pressure on one of the students. It's time for the Gridiron Gauntlet.
All right, so I got a couple questions for you, and if you can get 3 out of 5 right, I got a hat that I'll sign that you can take back with you. You ready?
Yep.
All right. The first question is, this is an easy one, you should get this one. How many points is a field goal kick?
3.
Correct. All right. Where did quarterback Tom Brady go to college?
Michigan.
Yep. All right. Bill Belichick's first pro head coaching job was with which team?
Giants.
Cleveland Browns.
I was going to say Cleveland. I knew it.
What year were the Patriots established?
1971.
1960. You got one more chance here. Which current player has been on the team the longest?
Tom Brady.
Correct. That's 3 out of 5.
Wow, Mr. President on the show, what an honor. Tell us, how does it feel to be elected for a second term?
He must be all talked out from last week. Doesn't feel like talking. I've always wanted to know, Like, if you could paint the White House any color, what would you paint it?
Nothing. He might have lost his voice, maybe.
How's he doing? Hold on. How's he?
Very, very presidential, Romeo. Looks good.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I have actually at least an honorary. In the meantime, we do have something for you. I have
an
honorary.
An official Pats fan.
It's a good look.
Looks really good on him.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so you know, this was actually the 57th presidential election. The first one dates all the way back from 1789 when George Washington was elected.
That's right. He's got his own money, too. 44th prez right here, baby.
Hey, you know what I got him, actually?
What's that?
Well, this could be for Michelle, maybe. Look at that. Here, you want to take this? No?
I'll take it. Real men wear pink. Let me just throw this out there. I'm just saying, he might actually look better in this. You never really know. All right, this week, it's on to the Bills. I'm saying, can we go 3 in a row?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. It's second half of the season. Let's go for an 8-0 record now.
We are doing it. The boys are finally back off our bye week. We are ready. Hey, Prez, go long.